Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, let's go. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie. So glad that you are here. We got a special show, program, podcast this time, and which is really interesting. We're going to be doing a series on Podcast 101. I've got a number of individuals that come up to me and say, hey, Scott, why do you do podcasts and how do I start? And this is the series for you. It is a podcast about podcasts on how to do podcasts. A lot of peas in that one. Good thing I have a sock to prevent the popping. So anyway, let's get this thing going. And thank you very much for joining the show. Yeah. Like I said, I've had a number of people just coming to me and say, Scott, why do you do podcasts? Well, first off, it's the digital world we live in. It is the way of being able to bring out the human element in anybody. You can't do podcasts for your clients, your prospects, your partners. You could do it all, and it's compounding. So there's a real funnel power associated with podcasting. And this particular podcast is going to take content from the Industrial Academy and then be able to just, you know, I get to repurpose the whole thing. And so it gets to be a podcast as well. Not only a video, it could be a podcast. But if you go out to industrialtalk.com and you click on this one, Podcast 101 Reason, you'll see the video too. So it's a gift that keeps on giving. And then, of course, with all that, you get all the downloads. So that's not you need downloads. You need templates. You always do. And I want to make sure you understand, one, you can always unsubscribe. I don't have a problem with it. It is the easiest way that I can get material to you in an effective way. So if you go to a landing page, you put just your name and an email. I don't care if it's anything, just so that I can send it out to you, because the other way is it's just cumbersome. So think about me and you get the email, download the stuff, unsubscribe. I don't have a problem with that. I just want you to be a success. So this will have all those downloads and other videos and things like that to make you a success. So it just makes it easier for me. Okay. Before we get going, we got to talk a little bit about our sponsorships. So the first one I want to talk about is Safopedia.com. Safopedia.com. If you're a safety professional, if you're in that industry, you need to go to Safopedia.com. They have all the information associated with anything safety related. You want to know about gloves? Boom, they're there. You want to know about vests? Boom, they're there. Hearing, how to do XYZ. Safopedia is that one-stop shop, all things safety. You got to go there. So that's the sponsor, Safopedia.com. Oh, they're spectacular people too. Yeah, they are. So anyway, that is Safopedia.com. Go out, tell them that you know me. Okay, this particular podcast, once again, is called Podcast 101. It is a series. There's going to be three. And the first is, of course, reason. You better have a reason. You better have a purpose. You better have a desire to do this. And if you don't, it's going to fall flat. It just is. And the second is, okay, it's just a bunch of hardware too as well. You need the mics, you need the cables, you need everything to make that happen. I do the same thing. But recognize it's always about speed, it's always about simplicity. And if you think that I'm going to teach you something that is just over the top, no. If it becomes too difficult, you will not do it. I will not do it. It has to be about ease and simplicity. So those are the driving points. And then the last one, of course, outside of the physical tools, you've got the digital tools. And what that means is, where do I go online to be able to get the stuff that I need to make this happen? And everything that you hear on this podcast definitely comes from the digital realm. That sounds so, you know, futuristic. Anyway, once again, this is from the Industrial Academy. This is an excerpt. Well, it's not an excerpt. It's the whole thing on Reason from the Industrial Academy. And I've just repurposed it into a podcast. And then, of course, there's the audio component. And the video will be all attached at industrialtalk.com. and you can do it. So let's get the show on the road. This is Podcast 101, The Reason, and it's all whiteboarded out, all that good stuff. Okay, so enjoy.
All right. Hi there. It's Scott McKenzie. We're going to be talking a little bit about podcasts and specifically Podcast 101. I've had many of individuals come up to me and ask me, hey, Scott, how do I do a podcast? What do I need to do? What do I need to get? What? So it never ends. So here is the series. And what we're going to be talking about is, first off, it is about a win-win strategy, right? Win-win strategy. And I look at podcasts in sort of four distinct components. We're going to be talking about this in this podcast series. We're going to be talking about the reason. And then we're going to talk about, in the next series, the tools, like the real physical tools, the mics, the mixers, all the tools that are necessary to specifically put together that podcast, you know, the physical stuff. Three, we're going to talk about the digital tools. Where do you load it? What is it? Where does it go? All the stuff that's associated with the digital world. We're going to be talking that on another series. And then throughout all of these components of podcasting, we're going to talk about the distribution strategies in general, right? Because it's important to know what you're going to do. Because this is what you're embarking on, what you have expressed an interest in, is an asset. It is designed to either begin to fill the funnel, create connections that you would not have been able to connect with, and just so on and so forth. It is an asset, and it should be treated as an asset, and it should be promoted as an asset, just like any other assets. This is a part of your overall marketing, branding, sales strategy tool. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. Okay, so now, once again, in the sales process, and in what we've talked about over and over and over again, is the necessity to create a bond, right? What are you going to do to create the bond with that potential customer or that customer that you have today? What is it? What is that bond? This tool, this podcast, is truly a powerful tool to create those bonds. You have lifelong bonds as a result of this thing called podcasting. Okay? So that's what it is. It's an asset. We've got three distinct things that we're going to be talking about, and it's all built up by the strategy. Okay? So we're on the same page here. And it is truly win-win. So whenever I talk to somebody, whenever I do an interview, whenever I go to a conference, whenever I, whatever, create a video like this, it is specifically a win-win scenario for the individual and really for you. Because you get the benefits of talking to people who have been there, who have done it. They've blazed a trail. You're standing on their shoulders, that type of stuff. So it's really, truly a win-win scenario. Okay, we're good. So let's get into the reason. So I'm going to get rid of the old distribution. We're going to erase it. High-end eraser right there. I buy high-end erasers, but you know what happens? They get dirty, and then they get all gnarly, and I figure paper towel is just absolutely wonderful. By the way, this is going to be also collected by PDF that you can download and just say, okay, I got it. Check. It is specifically for you to download, figure it out, and then, you know, challenge yourself, because it's important for you to understand what we're doing. Okay, so we're going to be talking a lot about the reason. And so here's my story. This is what happened. I took a company public. Then I semi-retired. And when you semi-retire, you become either a consultant or a coach. Okay, so I became a consultant. And I've had that in my background. I was with PricewaterhouseCoopers as a utility director, consultant, whatever you want to call me, because I have that background. And so I'm familiar with the consulting world. So anyway, I go down this road, and I was brought on board as a consultant to start a particular business up in Louisiana. And I said, okay, great, fantastic. And then I started, as a result of that, I started a labor company, an industrial maintenance company. And we sold services with heavy equipment, marine work, all the stuff that's associated with an industrial labor company. Okay, so I go down this road. And just like anything else, I said, okay, I need to do some marketing. And at that particular time, I did the traditional print. So I just did the paper and then the billboards, trying to gain that attention, trying to gain somebody. Instead of me just going to, let's say, a Chevron and say, hey, would you talk to me? We do industrial maintenance. And get the, no, I don't want to do that because, well, no, I don't want to talk to you. Busy, got my own group of people. To where I'm doing industrial talk, podcasting, and now all of a sudden they want to talk to me because vanity wins out. So here's the story. So I'm coming back. I'm frustrated. I just got done spending a lot of money on print and that's, you know, stuff. Nothing. Not one. I didn't know if the message wasn't resonating, were people seeing it, but they weren't. The bottom line, they weren't. I wasn't hitting my target market with those with the print ads. And so I was frustrated, and I was coming back, and I'm listening to a podcast, and I said, I can do that. And that's what begat this journey of how to do podcasting. And what has been just such a fantastic realization is that I'm able to go to people and say, hey, would you be willing to share your knowledge on industrial talk? Because my listeners want to know about, let's say, your outage coming up, or your challenges you might have, or what are your business strategies, and share so that everybody can grow and learn and be successful because you've been there, done that. And so what has happened is that people want to share. People want to give their knowledge. And then from my perspective, as the podcaster, as the host, we create this bond. We develop that know, like, and trust, because after an interview, this is the power of a podcast. After the interview, they definitely know me. They definitely, I'm fun. I hope I'm fun on a podcast. So I like to think that they like me, right? They like me. And because of my background, my 40 years of industry, there's a trust there. Been there, done that. Climbed the towers, ran the crews, built businesses. So there's a trust. But once again, in other video courses, the biggest one is caring. Whatever. You get it. Caring. It's important. And then after the podcast, we have a friendship. We just do. And that's why this is so important. This platform is very important. If done right, will be a powerful funnel for your success. But there's some things that we've got to do. First off, you got to bring the energy. You got to have that personality. You've got to find that niche, right? So the first thing I want to make sure that you understand, what you've got to answer, and you've got to have a big time heart for this. You got to ask the question, because I will ask the question, why? Why? Why do you want to do it? Who do you want to talk to? This is a platform that's truly other focus. It is about them, 100% about the person that you're interviewing. 100%. You better know your why. Let me tell you what my why is. My why was to develop a platform that I can truly learn from the best within industry, but be able to say, okay, I'm a big fan. I love sales, I love marketing, I love branding, and specifically industry. This is a way that I can bring out the human side of the individual and company, and be able to promote them on my platform. My platform promotes what they are. It's not an infomercial. It is a simple fact that they're changing the world. That's what's so powerful about it. Changing the world. That is my why. We can do this today on a platform that we could not do it, let's say 3, maybe 4 years ago. The tools are available, both digital and physical tools are available to do it. That's my why. And I didn't realize that at the time when I said, I just want to be able to change the conversation I have with potential customers, that it would turn out to be a truly a win-win strategy. Podcasting done right is a true win-win. So if you think about your customers, if you're saying, okay, I'm not going to be a Joe Rogan by any means. Me, no. Because my focus is not to build a huge listenership. It's just not. But it is targeted to individuals that have just a hunger to learn, right? That's what this is about. So you have to understand your why. You, if you don't want to do this, because this is a big time sink, powerful, but to do it right, a time sink. You need to find a platform that you can get on and demonstrate the human side of you and your company. Podcasting is a tremendous platform to do that, okay? What is the content? Let's say you're saying, I got my why. I've got it. My why is whatever. Two, you better know your content. What does that mean? There are podcasts that are out there that focus in on Pokemon. There are podcasts out there that are about food, about travel, about anything that you can possibly imagine. Very niche, very focused, and you better understand how you want that content to go out there. What is the reason behind the content? For me, here's my story. I know my why. My content is truly industry focused because I believe that industry changes the world. So everything in my interviews, in my blogs, in my videos are all specific to learning, growing, and being more capable within the industrial world. That's it. My learning management system on my website, same thing. Just chock full of content and learning with an industrial focus. You have got to understand that content. Make sense? You're just not going to just sit there and I don't know my why, and then I'm just going to throw it out there. You will go nowhere. Okay? Nowhere. All right. Three. Here you go. Who is your market? What are they about? Who is your market avatar? TNR. Who? What? Why? Right? You better understand who your market is. And the reason I say that is because in the PDFs that you can download as a result of this particular video, you will get a market avatar list. And it asks, who is it? I know my market avatar. It's 55, 45, male, female. They are college educated. They this, that, and the other thing. They got this, that. It goes down that road. And the reason you need to understand that market avatar, clearly understand that market avatar, because it drives your content. Because if your market avatar is 18 to 24, and it's just huge. It's like you need to be specific in understanding your market avatar and detailed, because it always drives your content and it always supports your why. Makes sense? And if you're too broad, and if it's too fluffy, and if it's too, your content suffers, and you will never understand your why, right? Never. So it's important that you understand your market. And once again, this is just the reason behind it. And it's taken me, it's taken me months to truly nail this down and understand that I feel comfortable. And it's not static. It doesn't just say, I know my why. I know my why. My content is fluid in the sense that I can sit here within the industrial market space, right? In the industrial market space, there is so many topics that can be discussed that are interesting and engaging and just really changing and value added to the other. Understand that. And then my market avatar, yeah, I do. I know them. Been there. Drank beer with them. You know, I know who they are. Been to conferences. It's phenomenal. Okay? Understand? You got to understand your why, your content. Market avatar supports all of that, right? You can't have it disconnected. You just can't. Or you're going to be struggling. Okay. 4. Time. Do you have time? Is your day so full that 100% is dedicated to your business, dedicated to your profession, dedicated? You will not have time to do this. This will never, ever, ever achieve the funnel capabilities, the sales, the marketing, the branding capability, the asset, if you don't have time. You can't lollygag with this. Now, the tools that we're going to be talking about, specifically in the digital area, allows you to sort of multiply that time, if you can do that. But time is like, I sit there, I edit my stuff. And the reason I edit my stuff, because I got to know. I want to know. I want to be able to know that, hey, the message is being communicated that supports the content that I want to put out there, right? That achieves interest from my market avatar and supports my why. That's why I do it. Now, there are outsourced capabilities, and if you have the financial wherewithal to be able to do that, that's all fine and dandy. That's great. But you better understand that what is being produced from a podcasting point of view, you support. You agree. Okay? Time. If you don't have time, all of this other stuff falls apart because you will never, ever, ever hone in on that market, hone in on your content, and really firmly understand your why, right? Okay, I want to make sure that we, and the last point, and it all supports, it's all a part of this. I'm going to go over here because I'm running out of room. 5. You talk the talk. TheTalk. Talk the talk. Walk the walk. Talk the talk. Pretty self-explanatory right there. For example, I can do industrial talk because I have 40 years of experience. I've been on the ground digging a ditch. I've been in the air changing out towers. I've been going to school at night. I've been learning and growing and running this and doing that. Over 40 years, I can definitely talk the talk, walk the walk. So when I interview, when I speak of this, it's because I've done it. You've got to be able to say, yeah, I'll talk the talk, I'll walk the walk. Because I'm not going to go, for me personally, maybe, just maybe, I like food, which I do. Here in Louisiana, yeah, absolutely, you like food. But could I do a podcast on food? Or would that be more suited to somebody who's got the street cred as a chef? Like, I have the street cred within the industrial world. You need to have that street cred. You got to be able to talk that talk. You got to be able to have that time. You got to understand that market avatar. Makes sense, right? Content. That content can't deviate. The reason why is because podcasting, people click, turn it off. I want for the podcast, Industrial Talk, to support industrial professionals any way, shape I can so that they can make a difference and be a positive impact in the world. That's the reality of it. That's what you guys do. That's how I look at podcasting. That's how I look at the industrial the world itself. It's spectacular, okay? And I understand my why. Because what we don't do in the industry, what we don't do well in industry, we don't do the human side. We're not warm and fuzzy and all that good stuff. But we're humans. We have insights. We have passions. We have, we have likes and dislikes. And that's what's so cool about podcasting. Just one of the things that I want you to walk away with, it is a bona fide asset. It can bring money. And it could be money. It could bring money through a funnel. And it creates, back to the number, that know, like, and trust, because you're caring about the individual that you're interviewing. You create a friendship. Some of the best friends that I have, that was a result and has been a result of this particular podcast. Isn't that something else? So anyway, I get pretty jazzed about it. A couple of parting thoughts here. One, okay, you got all this? Once again, it's going to be in a PDF, so don't worry about it. But I want to make sure you understand. When we start talking about all of this stuff, this is just your reason. And I want to make sure you understand something. It's not difficult. Not difficult. It isn't. It's not difficult to find that reason. It's not difficult to understand the hardware. And it's not difficult to understand the digital hardware. You know what is? Time. Understanding your market. Content. Your why, right? Walking the walk, talking the talk. But for everything, it's not difficult. We couldn't have done this. We couldn't have created a platform like Industrial Talk 3-4 years ago. It's just the tools weren't there yet. The tools are there. Okay? For me, there's a lot of shiny objects out there. This is my journey. For me, it was a challenge to determine what is the right thing and what is wasted time. A lot of shiny stuff. Let me tell you a little bit about where I'm at. I'm not going to be a Joe Rogan. I'm not going to be, I can have a following. It's all good. But one thing I'm a big fan of, simple. Simple, self-explanatory. The tools that I will be sharing with you on this series are pretty simple. It can get you up and running relatively quick. They are a result of me going down this rabbit hole and that rabbit hole and this tree and that tree. And I've come to the point where, nope, that one, that'll get you up and running and you'll be effective. Okay, two. Simplicity, speed. Okay, when I say speed, that means creating the content that supports your market avatar and be effectively creating that consistently with a level of professionalism, with speed, okay? Speed, I want to make sure you understand, speed doesn't mean cut corners. Speed means get that stuff out there. Speed means content. Speed means making an impact as fast as you possibly can and leveraging the platforms that are out there. And the last one, content. Okay, that's self-explanatory. In the industrial world, or whatever you're looking at, in the industrial world, there are innovators. There are individuals that are changing the world. There's technology that will impact you in a very positive way. And these are real trailblazers. I've got to satisfy that content. There's no doubt about who I am. I love marketing. I love sales. I love branding. I love just the tools that are out there to be able to make that happen, getting more out of my time. That's what we'll be sharing here, okay? And that's what's important. So remember, we're going to close this out, but remember, this is a win-win strategy. Podcasting is truly a win-win strategy. It develops lasting bonds with the people you interview. Like I like interviewing prospects, targets, right? But I create bonds, friendships, lasting through this platform. It's been spectacular. Remember, it is an asset. It can generate, you got to be diligent about it. It can generate money. It can fill that funnel. It can create contacts. It can solve problems. It's powerful. It is an asset. And it should be treated as an asset, just like any other asset. Valuable. I want to make sure you understand your why. Content that supports your market avatar. And you better have time. You better be able to take that 100% and say, okay, not 100%. I'm always booked. Because once again, back into some of the other videos, time is precious. Are you focused on and freeing up the time that is necessary to benefit people? That other focus. So I'm just saying, hey, maybe it's just 95 now, and so I got 5% that I can do. I just want to let you know, you can do it. If this is a strategic solution, direction, focus, it can be done. And I'll show you everything. Finally, one last thing. PDF. Okay, you're gonna have all the you know, checklists and market avatar stuff and blah, 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 so that you can do this. Because before you spend a nickel, before you spend anything, you better understand that and you better be passionate about it. See, I'm passionate about what we're doing here. Passionate. Because the people deserve 100% of my focus. You better have that passion. So we're going to download that PDF. You're going to fill it out. You're going to just look at it. You're going to understand your why. You're going to understand sort of the general direction from a content point of view. You're going to say, okay, I know I got my market avatar. And then I'm going down and I'm going to say, do I have time? Do I have time? And am I walking the walk and talking the talk? And the reason why you want to walk the walk, talk the talk, it makes it a little easier. Just does. I can talk about this all day because, well, I've walked the walk and talked the talk, and I've been there, and there was a pain here and a pain there, and I overcome it here, and I did this. Okay? That's what we're talking about. So this is Podcasting 101. The next in the series, of course, will be the once you're saying, yeah, I got it, man. This is great stuff. I want to go down that road. And I'm here. I'm an open book. We're going to talk about hardware. We're going to talk about the physical hardware, that mic. Why that mic? Why that mixer? Maybe there's something less expensive, whatever it might be, the physical stuff. Because You don't want to go down the road that I went down just trying to blaze the trail on this thing. I can simplify it and make your life easier. And then after that, of course, it's going to be the digital assets that you're going to be leveraging. And that is just, that's all a part of it. It's just all a part of it. If you're serious, let's do this. But if you're not, trust me, you don't want to waste your time. But I want to make sure you understand this is a powerful, game-changing asset that will bring in dollars if done right. Okay? So anyway, thank you very much. We're going to get back and we're going to talk more about podcasting. So be safe. Always be safe. Thank you very much.
All right, you industrial professionals out there, that is Podcast 101, the reason, and you better have a reason. If you don't have a reason, you're not going to do it. And it better be simple, and it better be fast, and it better be efficient, or you're not going to do it. So that is my parting shot. Now, this is one of three, of course. This one was reason. The next one's going to be the hardware, the nuts and bolts, the mics, the cables, the mixers, all the stuff that is necessary to create great sound. You need it, because you're not going to listen to something that sounds like I'm ordering fries at a drive-thru. Yeah, you can put that on a bumper sticker if you want. And the third one, of course, is the digital tools. You can't do this without the digital tools. We live in a digital economy, in the digital world, and it's only going to get bigger, better, stronger, faster. The Steve Austin approach to digital world. So anyway, speaking of digital, I want to recognize Mokana. M-O-C-A-N-A. They are a company dedicated to security. They want their mission, their focus, their expertise is to protect country, cities, families by enabling devices, right, of every kind to be trustworthy and run securely and freely. Woo! I'm telling you right now, that gives me chills. I love it. And you know what else gives them chills? 200 of the largest companies in the world, they use Mokana. That's how powerful they are. That's how wonderful they are. They're committed to your success, your security, your digital freedom. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. That's pretty spectacular. Also, remember, Safepedia. If you have anything associated with safety whatsoever, boom, go to safepedia.com, and I guarantee you will find the information you're looking for. So once again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. And we're going to be continuing to bring out stuff. This platform is you, for you, dedicated to you and your success. So thank you again. Be safe. And we'll just keep on pumping out the content.